This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Wednesday said the number of terrorist attacks in the world declined in 2016 for a second year in a row. Although Islamic State remained the deadliest jihadist group, carrying out more attacks and causing more fatalities. The State Department's acting coordinator for counterterrorism, Justin Sibarel, said the IS group did experience serious setbacks last year.
ISIS remained the most capable terrorist organization globally in 2016, directing and inspiring terrorist cells, networks, and individuals around the world, even as it faced increased military pressure in Iraq and Syria and suffered considerable territorial losses throughout the year.
Sibarel listed several defeats of IS in Iraq, culminating in the liberation of Mosul, while much of the northern Syrian territory near Turkey has been cleared of IS presence. Terrorism analyst Max Abrams of Northeastern University said the Sunni jihadist group is not the same as it was 2 years ago.
This is a group that simply is unable to mount the same kinds of operations at the same rate over time. Particularly in Iraq and in Syria, ISIS violence is going to go down. The real question is, how will the nature of this organization change over time?
The U.S. said more than 11,000 terrorist attacks occurred last year, resulting in more than 25,000 fatalities. Most of the attacks took place in five countries: Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Nigeria, and Pakistan. A Kenyan court has sentenced three men to life in prison for stripping and assaulting a woman they believe to have been dressed provocatively. They avoided a death sentence because of Kenya's ban on executions. A video of the attack at a gas station near Nairobi 3 years ago circulated on social media, prompting marches aimed at ending violence against women called #MyDressMyChoice. This is VOA News. 80-year-old Arizona Senator John McCain, the 2008 Republican presidential nominee, has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of brain cancer. The former Vietnam War prisoner, who has served in Congress more than 30 years, underwent surgery to remove a blood clot, and tissue analysis revealed the presence of glioblastoma. Larry Sabato is a University of Virginia political science professor.
It's a tragedy, and we certainly wish Senator McCain well. I think everyone does. There's an example of bipartisanship or tripartisanship. Democrats, Republicans, and Independents will wish him a full recovery. It's a very tough illness, as anyone knows who's known someone with brain cancer. And, of course, Senator Ted Kennedy had the very same thing.
Kennedy, the longtime Massachusetts senator, younger brother of the late President John F. Kennedy, died of brain cancer in 2009. The U.S. Defense Department says Turkey published what its state-run news agency claims are locations of U.S. military posts in Syria. A Pentagon spokesman said the release has the potential to endanger U.S. personnel and disrupt operations against Islamic State. Meanwhile, the Washington Post reports the Trump administration has decided to halt a covert program by the Central Intelligence Agency to arm and train Syrian rebels in order to improve ties with Russia. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reportedly has decided to keep metal detectors and other security procedures in place at the Noble Sanctuary Temple Mount complex in Jerusalem after two Israeli policemen were killed at the site last week. As a form of protest, Muslim worshippers stayed away from the sacred site, offering prayers in the streets near the Lion's Gate. Mr. Netanyahu has been on a European trip, is expected to hold talks with his security advisors. The opposition in Venezuela has called for a national strike Thursday aimed at pressuring the government to back off plans to hold a July 30th vote for a special assembly to rewrite the Constitution. Wednesday, Venezuela's defense chief called on the people to back the government's controversial ballot.
La Fuerza Armada Nacional Bolivariana rechaza categóricamente.
He called on Venezuelans to use their good judgment during the vote. The appeal came after the U.S. threatened strong and swift economic sanctions if the vote goes ahead. The opposition said the vote is designed to keep President Nicolas Maduro in power. Chile's Senate has narrowly approved a bill legalizing abortion in certain cases. Abortion will be allowed when a mother's life is in danger, a fetus is determined to be unviable, or when a woman is raped. The United Nations said Thursday AIDS claimed about a million lives in 2016, not quite half the deaths that occurred at the peak of the disease in 2005. It said more people now have access to life-saving treatments. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama, mama, yeah. mama, hey. Ooh, yeah, mama, hey. This is the African baby, David Wani, on the Voice of America.
Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors. So relax and let's have a good time as I'm going to take you around Africa on disc today. Starting off today from Nigeria with Adamu Hassan Nagudu featuring Maja Baba in Karatun Soul. Oh, this is a beautiful song by the Hausa people. And right after that, Tabana by Mana Mahmoud Saad of Egypt and Ayelevi by Delahaye of Ghana. But right now, Karatun Soul by Adamu Hassan Nagudu featuring Maja Baba of Nigeria.
jang sa anakalami kala mga akalawati siya pangami, pangami, pangami.
ILV by De La Hayes of Ghana, and right before that, Tabana by Mana Mahmoud Saad of Egypt, and Karatum Soul by Adamu Hassan Nagudu of Nigeria. All coming to you today from the Voice of America's African Beat. And relax, more music is going to come for you on this great show. I'll be right back. I am David Van.
African Music Mix.
Are you wandering around, lost in a musical desert? Well, follow your ears to the fantastic, the one and only African Music Mix on the Voice of America. Bathe yourself in this musical oasis. From the north to the south and from the east to the west, the African Music Mix plays only the best. Tune in from 0 to 300 hours UTC and from 11 to 1300 hours UTC every single day on the Voice of America.
The African Beat on the Voice of America. Right now, let's get back to some music. Glory to Glory by Jennifer from Sierra Leone. This is from my album Wonder God. And right after that, But Alicia by Dr. Josie Chameleon of Uganda, and Maman de Bay by Espoir of Cote d'Ivoire. But right now, let's move from glory to glory. I don't want to be stagnant in one position because I want to move. The sound of Jennifer from Sierra Leone.
From glory to glory.
Bondegbe by Espoir of Cote d'Ivoire, right before that, Badalisha by the great Dr. Josie Chameleon of Uganda, and Glory to Glory by the rising gospel star from Sierra Leone, Jennifer. Nice music coming to you on the African Beat today, and I'm David Vandy, right here broadcasting from Washington, D.C. I'll be back with more music.
Number one in the entire Africa and beyond. You are listening to the African Beat, the biggest music show that plays all the platinum hits from Africa with David Vandy. I represent Freetown, Sierra Leone, Grandpapa Foxy DJ. You heard?
African Beat.
You love the African Beat, we love you. And so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. The African Beat on the Voice of America. Music now from Tanzania. And this is Jambo Jambo by Steve. And right after that, Pili Pili of Kenya comes in with Tupendane. And Nunteze Abantu by Kamishi of Rwanda. But let's enjoy Jambo Jambo right now, the sound of Steve from Tanzania.
Nasema Jambo Jambo mama, habari gani nzuri sana. Ukenia chumtaumia, mwezio chumtimia. Nasema Jambo Jambo mama, habari gani nzuri sana. Kini ya chuntumia, mwenzio nishi kusimia. Uzuri wako umenifanya niwe naweka, niwe nawe kabisa. Tabia niyo imenivuta niwe karibu, moyoni niwe na furaha baby, na furaha baby. Hakuna tanitenganisha, nitenganisha niwe nawe mbali ma. Ni Mungu peke anaweza, anapenda toto tuwe na furaha baby. Kuna mchana, kuna nja. Wepo wepi mini, kweli najivunia. Karibu ndani yangu washeta, ndani giza nene atashuma. Sikia hizi hisia, karibu ndani naumia. Jambo Jambo mama, habari gani nzuri sana. Ukini ajitumia, mwezi asha kuzimia. Nasema Jambo Jambo mama, habari gani nzuri sana. Kini ya chantumia, mwezi onisha kuzimia.
Without you, without you, nothing I can be. Without you, without you, no save R&B. Without you, without you, nothing I can be. Without you, without you, no Steve R&B, yeah.
wasani mbona tuzozane, mapromota mbona watu gonge, wanasiasa mbona watu choche, polisi mbona watu honge, mdudu upo mbona tuhanyane, makabila mbona chupiane, tuwe pamoja tusitengane.
This is Yvonne Chaka Chaka, and you're listening to the Voice of America on African Beat with David Vandy. So stay tuned.
Nteze Abantu, Kamichi of Rwanda. Thank you so much, Kamichi. You are such a wonderful guy. And right before that, Tupendane by Pili Pili of Kenya and Steve of Tanzania in Jambo Jambo. The African beat on the Voice of America. David Vandy broadcasting right from the heart of Washington, D.C. More music. And I want you to put on your dancing shoes because it's going to be dancing galore.
Hi, this is Rebecca, and you're listening to the African Beats on Voice of America. African Beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on the Voice of America. Melombe Joni, beautiful African music by Jelly Sayong of Conakry, Guinea, and E Malawi by Abush Zaleke of Ethiopia. This is the African beat, Melombe Joni by Jelly Sayong of the Republic of Guinea.
Kovati fili erabi. African Beats.
Malawi by Abush Zaleke of Ethiopia and Milombi Joni by Jelly Sayong of Conakry. With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. This is what I'll take to say bye-bye. Enjoy.
Yo, hapelo mola.
Nasida lelo mola.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Oh my God. I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.